dairy farmers find themselves in a position where, number one, it's very hard work. Number two, they're not making any money. In fact, lots of them are losing money. And the buyers and processors are very powerful, and they're unable to negotiate a fair price for their product.
And this is all being done by, we shouldn't name names, but the big buyers in the market, the supermarkets?
Yeah, well, obviously they're the ultimate buyer, you know, and I think if you go into a supermarket, you will see bottled water is more money per litre than milk. Now, you know, you have to say that's just bonkers.
Why is it bonkers?
Well, because the costs of producing milk compared to bottling water are immeasurable. You know, you have to remember that to start to breed a dairy cow before she produces any milk takes about 3.5 years. There's a lot of work and a lot of graft gone into getting that dairy cow to a position where she can produce some milk.
What's the reality, Mark, looking ahead here? Because if more and more dairy farmers do go out of business or decide not to take part in the business here in the UK, where will we get our milk from?
That's exactly the point. We'll have to import it, and milk as a liquid product is not very easy to move around, you know, so we're all quite used to having fresh milk on our cornflakes in the morning. That's going to become more and more difficult.
I would guess, I'm not an expert in this area, but if you're importing milk from other places, there's an associated cost with that. Would that be correct?
Well, there is, but also it also knocks on because the dairy industry also produces all the baby calves, which go on to beef production, so beef will be more difficult. They also consume quite a lot of grain, so the value of wheat and barley for arable farmers, the market demand for that goes down as well. So, you know, the whole thing knocks on. But more importantly, I think, you know, we're all used to travelling on a train or a car, looking at beautiful green fields and rolling countryside. Without that, you know, without cattle to graze in those fields, there's no need for grass, and the countryside will look very different.
And what are you hoping that could be done to rectify this problem?
Well, the government's bringing forward plans for a grocery ombudsman who's going to look at the relationship between supermarkets and small suppliers. And I hope that that grocery ombudsman is going to have the teeth to try and protect some of those smaller producers so that they're not abused and bullied by some of these big processors.
That wonderful word you used there, ombudsman, aren't they just talking shops?
Well, we'll have to see how the legislation comes forward. You know, it's going to have real teeth and the ability actually to take investigations, you know, seriously and some recourse, because small fines to large supermarkets mean nothing. They're going to have to take strong action and make sure some of these smaller producers, not only in agriculture, but, you know, also in food production and in clothing production, actually are protected from these big boys.